This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 9/16/22. The name of the patient is Solange, S-O-L-A-N-G-E. Last name Griffiths, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H, hyphen Ruff, cap R-U-F-F. This is a treadmill exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Please use my template for this. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 9/16/22. Referring physician, Weekon, W-E-E-K-O-N, Choi, C-H-O-I-M-D. Performing physician, Sharon Armaze, M-D. New paragraph, clinical indication, 64-year-old female with history of rheumatoid arthritis and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, intermittent torsemide, close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, non-specific ST T-wave changes, period, baseline blood pressure, 100 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 9 minutes to the completion of stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 158, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 146 over 65 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20148, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112 over 66 and a heart rate of 74 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress or the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion tremor exercise stress test to 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 10 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal blood pressure response to stress on her intermittent medication. Period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaza, MD.